28 Vulnerable House Democrats Silent on Biden's Amnesty for Illegal Aliens. By John Binder on January 25, 2021. More than two dozen House Democrats, many representing swing counties and districts won by former President Trump, have remained silent about their support or opposition to President Joe Biden's amnesty plan that would eventually provide American citizenship to millions of illegal aliens. The Biden amnesty, known as the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021, seeks to immediately provide green cards to millions of illegal aliens considered farm workers, enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, and temporary protected status, TPS, beneficiaries. In addition, the amnesty would provide all other illegal aliens with a fast track to green cards and citizenship, providing a flooded labor market with reduced U.S. wages for corporations and potentially a permanent Democrat electoral majority. Likewise, the amnesty would drive up legal immigration by providing more visas to programs like the Diversity Visa Lottery and exempting family members of certain visa holders from current caps. Silent on the amnesty are 28 House Democrats who won their seats in the 2020 election cycle by less than 25,000 votes. In seven cases, these Democrats won their seats by margins of less than 10,000 votes against Republican challengers. The vulnerable House Democrats include Tom Malinowski, DNJ. Lauren Underwood, DEAL. Cindy Axne, DEA. Abigail Spanberger, DBA. Vicente Gonzalez Jr., DTX. Angie Craig, DMN. Connor Lamb, DPA. Carolyn Bordeaux, DGA. Ron Kind, DY. Lizzie Panhill Fletcher, DTX. Haley Stevens, DME. Tom O'Halloran, Diaz. Sherry Bustos, DEAL. Matt Cartwright, DPA. Jimmy Gomez, DCA. Susie Lee, DNV. Susan Wild, DPA. Kim Schreier, DWE. Elissa Slotkin, DME. Stephen Horsford, DNV. Chris Pappas, DNH. Colin Allred, DTX. Elaine Luria, DVA. Jared Golden, DME. Mike Levin, DCA. Charlie Crist, DFL. Peter DeFazio, DOR. Tim Ryan, DO. Breitbart News reached out to each of the Democrats named above, specifically asking about their support or opposition for Biden's amnesty. None of the Democrats or members of their communications teams responded. The Biden amnesty comes as 18 million Americans are jobless and another 6.2 million are underemployed. Multiple states where vulnerable House Democrats hold seats currently have unemployment rates that are at or above the national rate, 6.7%. For instance, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Texas, Virginia, California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, New Jersey, Illinois, and Iowa all have unemployment rates at or above the national unemployment rate. The amnesty would ensure that anywhere between 11 to 22 million illegal aliens were legally allowed to start competing against Americans, mostly working in middle class, for U.S. jobs during a period of mass unemployment spurred by the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Every year, more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards and another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas. In addition, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are added to the U.S. population annually. Corporate special interests, the big business lobby, and big tech have lobbied for years for an amnesty and increase in legal immigration levels to spike their profit margins by cutting labor costs through job outsourcing. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.